We are celebrating Creative Romance Month. If you did not celebrate over the weekend, you have half a month to do that.
Yeah. What's give me an example of creative?
I think Valentine's Day is over. We could do now.
Nope.
Because most people, I'm going to guess, you know, unless they're particularly creative, participated in just obligatory run-of-the-mill romance.
Oh, I got to tell you what I did. I didn't think about this. We were alone at the house, and that's very rare. You know, even though they're just rare that we're home alone. And when you got kids, you guys ever alone at the house?
Rarely.
Okay, and your kids are younger than me and mine. A couple of them are. Well, one of them's younger than not mine. Yeah, rarely. Never happens. So we had a planned rendezvous, and I was in the bedroom because I always try to get ready first, which means take my clothes off and lay down
and fluff yourself a little bit.
Well, I did this for this reason because I've never done this, never done this. What do you think I did?
Yeah,
she's out in the living room. I fell asleep. No, I've done that. She's out in the living room.
You finished without her.
Nope, I've done that. These are things, this is something I've never done.
Never.
I don't think you've probably ever done it. Because we came of age before this started. Think it through. Think it through. Yeah. I had my phone on me.
Oh. Okay.
Did you send her a dink pic?
I did.
Wow.
Oh, my. That is horrible.
Yes, it was. For her. For me, it was pretty hot.
For everybody involved.
So I, because I'm in there and I'm thinking, you know, I don't want, somebody could show up. I think the kids are out for the evening, so yeah, I was safe. But still, I still wanted to get this done.
You never know.
They never know. And then it's done. Right.
Just the dink, or was your face in it, too?
No. I don't know how
I would get those two things.
I took it with my feet, the picture.
Yeah.
What about, did you have like the camo Crocs on? You go full Brett Favre?
I thought, you know, maybe did it standing in front of a mirror.
No. I was laying down. This is something stupid I'm going to do right now. And I'm just going to, I was laying there, obviously. But there was some blood in that bear. So I took the photo. I missed the first time.
Yeah.
Because it was like my leg.
You missed.
Yeah. Well, because I was just trying to aim. I didn't want that. The angle from straight from your face down, just all you see would be okay. Like, you know.
Right.
So I had to angle it up so you see the
right. Exactly what's going on
damn,
here.
Damn right.
Yeah.
It's still laying there, but it's got blood in it. Yeah.
Right.
Now, you're laying down, ain't much of a gut.
You didn't put it in video mode and go full helicopter?
No.
That would have been hot.
I should have done.
You should.
I might do that next time.
She would have bust down the door.
Right.
Not yours, but right. Well, maybe yours.
Trying to get out of the house.
Yeah.
So I send it, and then I say, "Hey, honey, I sent you something."
You hear her laughing?
Yeah, big time. And and then I thought, well, we got. She actually thought it was funny, and it could have went either way. You know, it really could have went either way. But I'm thinking this is going to be funny because she'll think it's funny. And it was funny. But the fact is, I've never done that. She said she never even seen one like that before. Like that before. Yeah. I've seen that for years. No, but I mean, she came of age when that was not a thing either. And I couldn't imagine just sending that to random people like guys do. And we've had women say that to each other. First of all, I said, you got to erase this because I know you. And if you're drunk with friends, this is going to happen. And I said, nope, I'm going to watch you delete this photo.
That's my favorite online game.
Drunk with friends.
Drunk with friends.
I think we've all played that.
I love playing drunk with friends.
But is it in the cloud now?
Oh, of course it is, somewhere.
Oh,
aren't they all in the cloud?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It never really goes away.
Yeah. Well, don't go looking for it, puss. I'll send you one if you want.
No. Yeah. No, not at all.
Add it to the collection.
But I erased it, obviously. But
next time, just throw
it. But it worked. I got laid. Hey.
Yeah. Throw that up on the group text.
No, I've seen your junk, Todd, already. I should do it to you. I should send it to you to give you the pleasure.
You should.
Well, after this many years together, that probably does count as creative romance.
Yes, I thought it did too.
It's surprising.
That's
it's something new.
Right. It was totally new.
Yeah, you've never done that before?
Never, because I just, you know, it's just goofy. I think it's just goofy. You know,
no.
She wants to see it. You just ask.
Yeah, we keep telling them that, and they still keep going. Yeah, that's okay.
I should have shared that with a group text with you guys, but I know you guys. You get drunk and share it with friends.
Oh, yeah.
Sober, I share.
Tossed my phone across the room.
It would have been Guess the Dink on Twitter.
Yeah. Guess the Dink. So, guys, we've heard you guys do that. And to random ladies, man. Strangers.
Yeah, just chumming the water with that type of thing.
Yeah.
Hey, you like that? No.
You know, I mean, we talked. You've heard. We read something. There were some young girls, young 20s, hot bunch of hot girls would always tell guys to send them. And then when they get sent, they show all their friends.
Oh, that's
because young guys are young guys. Yeah, I'll show you my junk.
Apparently, that's an epidemic.
Yeah.
Well, but on the other side, I mean, women are—you know—they'll take the boob pic and send it as well.
But that's
mirror
hot.
Selfie.
That's hot. I think the junk gets the job done, but I don't think women think it's a pretty thing.
No, but I'm just
general,
saying
they don't.
The sending nakedness,
right,
is not a thing anymore.
No, it's not.
It's just
it's not.
It's what you do.
Yeah, and this isn't really brown grape graping. Brown. Sorry, Craig. How you say that?
Groundbreaking.
I thought
you were saying brown gravy.
That's
brown
what I gravy. Thought, too.
I say brown gravy?
Like, yeah.
What,
we're eating turkey?
It's hilarious, Tyler.
Just asking for some sympathy from you.
It's hilarious.
If anybody would know how to mess things up, it'd be you.
I do. Okay. That's why it's hilarious.
Hot beef sandwich.
Shit, you're so damn rude.
That's why it's hilarious.
It's not groundbreaking, but with us it is, because have you ever done the dink pic?
No.
Okay. Be honest.
No.
All right. Boys, you ever done it?
No.
Try it this weekend.
No.
No.
Yeah.
You think, I would not be able to survive the laughter. Like, that would just be an ego killer for all time.
How about you, Todd? You ever take a pic to your wife?
I have not.
All right.
I never even really crossed my mind.
Well, no, me neither. But, there with my phone, I'm naked. Right. What are you going to do?
And more importantly, it's never crossed her mind.
But here was the deal, though.
There's no demand.
You should have seen how long it took for me, because I got a ton of context with texts on here. You know, I leave all of them in there because I have group texts with you guys, group texts with some buddies. I got groups. I have certain ones just me and Todd, certain ones with, certain people in from other parts of my life. And I made sure I stared at my wife's name solo on that text for a minute.
Yeah.
Just talk about checking syndrome. I cannot bloop this out to somebody else, you know?
You don't want to send it to her and her sister.
No.
No, I think my wife travels for work every now and again, and I think I offered one time, like, hey, what are you doing? I don't think I even finished the sentence.
Well, that's
what,
if I would have asked,
no.
She would have said no. No.
I'm like, yeah, you're going to be gone for a few days. I could say no.
It went over much better than I thought it was. She didn't get excited sexually. She laughed, but she thought it was funny at least. You know what I mean?
So she just rewarded you for the effort.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the best we can do now is hope it's funny. It's not going to be hot.
No. I thought it was kind of hot. You guys might think it was too.
Nope.
Yeah. You don't see any nasty man feet hanging out the bed. I mean, I'm still in the covers. picturing it, Nick.
Did you put a filter on it?
No, I should have. A little doggy face on
there you go.
No, I wouldn't even know how to do that.
Some ears and a button nose. I think you need a Snapchat for that.
Yeah, I think you do.
I don't know if I have Snapchat on my phone.
So last week there was the story of the woman who was on the airplane and the guy behind her was knocking her seat because she had reclined a scope.
Yeah, I don't think she should be suing this guy, but he's a douchebag.
Well, keep in mind, she has medical issues.
She got the video later than what he was actually punching the harder.
Right.
Yeah, we've heard that.
Yeah, and she says she has medical issues, her spine is fused and things like that. She's got back problems. So the CEO of Delta has come
out. This guy screwed up big time. Douchebag thing to say.
And he says, airline passengers should probably ask the person behind you before you recline your seat.
A guy that doesn't fly coach ever.
Ever.
He's a douchebag. First of all, you can't ask people to engage other people in that, because then you're going to get more fights. How about don't have them recline, or take out a row and make them a little bigger so everybody can recline?
Yeah, they're never going to
take out a row. But if you're paying for the seat, you can recline.
You know what? I'm going to take the opposite side on this. I'm with him. You paid for the option to recline. I also paid for the option to have your head more than 6 inches from my face.
No, you didn't.
No, everybody.
I paid for that seat space in front of me too.
No, but they all recline,
and you paid for the seat space behind them.
Right. Most comedians, all the comedians I've known that fly every damn week, said you recline because you pay for the seat.
I've got no issue with that.
I say we're all in a cramped space together. Let's all be considerate of each other.
Yeah. I've never had anybody ask permission.
No, but I think I would be okay with it. Yeah.
I don't shove it back, but I put it back.
I don't recline.
My back, I recline.
No, I don't recline either.
I recline. I hate it when somebody in front of me does it.
Yeah, but I got over that because it's their seat. I used to be the guy that hated it. My wife told me that last night. I said, yeah, but lately, if the guy reclines in front of me, it's his flight. He's allowed to do that.
My knees are already jammed into the seat.
Right.
When it's straight up and down.
To me, that's the equivalent of a guy who has to stand up like the entire football game or the entire
concert.
Well,
that guy's a dumbass.
Yeah. When I'm sitting behind you. Sit down.
Yeah, show how much you love the team. You got to stand the whole time.
But he screwed up. Nobody's going to ask.
No, we'd all
have a fight.
We'd all have the same view if everybody sat down.
Oh, people always stand.
Right. That's
how
I feel about seat recliners.
Yeah. Most people recline their seat. I'm with the comedians, though. Recline your seat.
Well, this would just lead to chaos.
You can't ask.
Yeah.
He screwed that up. He got hammered on Twitter for saying that.
If you ask, you aren't asking.
No.
You're telling them that you are going to.
Right.
And then if that person has an issue, well, then there's an issue.
Right.
Just do it.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Say, no, I'd rather you didn't?
Yes, some people are going to.
And then that's going to cause a hassle. That's going to cause more problems
on
a flight, right?
Yeah, I bought I'm renting this seat, and the seat reclines.
Mm-hmm. Stop from reclining. Fix that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just have fixed seats.
Yeah, do that.
No, I'd be on board with that.
That don't have the button.
Yeah, then, yeah.
Yeah,
that's fine. Just do that. But if you give them the option, they can do what they want.
Wouldn't affect me because I don't recline. Because I'm a polite traveler.
Oh, come on. You think these comedians are not polite travelers? I think they're all good people. We know a lot of them.
I know. They're probably on there a lot.
Sarah Colonna is just totally on this, you know.
There's got to be a few seat punchers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, if these are all people that are 5'8".
Yeah, well.
I'm just saying, from my perspective, being a taller person, airplanes are uncomfortable to start with. Yeah. And when somebody reclines back, it just gets worse.
Speaking of airplanes, in Milwaukee, they've got a good idea. They got a coat check now.
Oh, that'd be nice.
You go. You're in Milwaukee. You live in Milwaukee, say.
Oh, okay.
You're going to the airport, and you're going to someplace warm.
Yeah, that always sucks.
Oh, nice.
Where you won't need the coat.
Where you don't need the coat. So instead of taking your coat with you using a lot of space that you don't need your coat for.
They leave at the airport?
They got a coat check at the airport now. You come back after your flight and, you know, when you get back into town and pick up your coat.
Especially the bitter cold. When you're flying out in bitter cold weather, it sucks. Yeah, I've done that before.
It's $2 a day.
I've not flown with a heavy jacket before. And then when you land back and go to your car in a shirt, it sucks.
Yes. $2 a day.
I've lost coats that way. You know, because I'm going to Denver and then I'm going
jacket on, jacket off.
And I'm going on to Phoenix and, you know, I just leave it in the overhead bin
because
I'm in Phoenix. I don't even think about a coat.
Have you done that really?
Yeah. Lost more than one.
All right.
So now the airport can lose your jacket too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Will it be there if your flight gets in like really late?
$2 a day.
That's still, what if you're
does it go into a...
I've given you the information I have.
A locker of some kind?
Yeah, they must have somebody there to
it's a coat
attend
check.
To it.
They got the nice little coat check girl.
Yeah, but sometimes when I get in late...
You bang, by
she's
the way,
great.
This can happen in a big airport like Milwaukee. The place is a ghost town. A lot of times, I'm the last flight of the day.
Yeah, but if they're going to offer the service, they have to have somebody there to...
Yeah.
If your coat is in there, they have to get it for you.
I don't think your coat's going to be in there.
How thick a coat do you wear at the airport, Joe?
You're going to show up.
I don't really wear a thick air coat.
How'd you lose my coat? You didn't even send it anywhere. I don't know.
Yeah, well, they could lose it. They'll lose it.
All you had to do is keep it on that rack right there. I don't know. No. It's gone.
Anymore.
You're right, Nick.
A couple of times a year when we get a week off, I'll do a few days in Denver and a few days in Phoenix. You know, I'll do
Your ski coat. Oh.
The magic triangle.
Yeah.
Well, my actual ski coat is in my buddy's basement.
Oh, you leave it
in Denver. Okay. But, you know,
you got a coat check there.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
But I need a coat to get to Denver because sometimes it's cold.
Well, yeah, this is not from Milwaukee to Denver that they necessarily need a coat check.
Somebody going to Phoenix, somebody going to Florida.
Yeah.
That you check your coat because you're not going to need it once you get there.
Yeah, the Packers are playing in Miami. We're going to see the game, okay?
Yeah.
There you go. Researchers from the University of Connecticut and Georgia State University say that medical marijuana laws cause an increase in sexual activity.
Yeah. And more dink pics, I'm sure.
The study also determined that there's a decrease in the use of contraceptives and an increase in the number of births following the enactment of medical cannabis policies. They found over a
Not recreational, just medical.
Yeah.
Okay.
They found over a 4% increase in the likelihood of having sex once or more in the last month after a medical cannabis law was enacted. And an increase in sex beginning directly after the law change.
Would that imply it's a libido booster? Because I've never found that to be the case.
Yeah, you guys are bigger, more stoners than I am. You get horny on weed?
Well, it just doesn't have to be on weed.
Right. I get horny no matter what.
I realize that, but...
The researchers say that the sensory effects...
So inhibition things, you're going to get laid. Like, when you have a couple glasses of wine, you're gonna, the inhibitions go down when you're high.
They say that
I'm
the
ready
sensory...
to go whenever.
Yeah.
Good to know, Nick.
High or not.
That's how you got the job.
This isn't necessarily a decrease in anything. This is an increase. They say the sensory effects of cannabis can change attitudes towards sexual risks by making users less concerned about the consequences of intercourse, resulting in decreased contraceptive use. There's that.
Now, if it means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight.
If she smells like skunk, that's totally a turn on.
Yeah, if you know it's weed. If you know it's weed.
I like that.
If she smells like skunk, might not be a turn on. But if you know the skunk is weed, I agree with you on that.
Oh, no, it's just the smell.
If she walks in like a skunk just pissed on her, that's not hot.
I would think it's weed.
No, I think I know it smells.
Not skunk piss.
No.
Spray. Just said.
A skunk pissed on her, right?
Yeah,
That's a little bit too strong a skunk, don't you think?
That depends.
Right. That's not a skunk. It's skunk urine, and right. No.
Oh, it's a little like skunk spray, though. Sometimes I can't tell the difference.
I would think the actual skunk spray would be much more intense than just the smell of skunky weed.
It would take over a room and linger.
Yeah, you would think so. I smelled regular skunk. I smelled skunk weed. I think skunk weed smells a little better.
I mean, if it's a direct hit.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Get some V8.
Enjoy these guys.
No!
All right. Tell me what you think.